When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2318. Five Thoughts on Financial Freedom, My Three-Year Update, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, and welcome to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's post comes from Optimal Finance Daily, where articles covering money and personal finance are read to you every day. And you can find Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're listening to this. Please subscribe or follow to get episodes every day. And with that, here's Diana with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Five Thoughts on Financial Freedom, My Three-Year Update, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. What's the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery? Like anyone posing with a door-sized check says, I'm quitting my job. That's why I really admire anyone who loves what they do, who can sit there doing the same thing for half a century, because in reality, 85% of people hate their job. So while lottery tickets are one way to escape the rat race, isn't there a more practical strategy? Well, I can tell you that 99% of wealth advice can be boiled down to one sentence. Make more than you spend and invest the difference. This well-worn path to the good life is boring and takes forever, but it works. I know because after many years spent investing, I had enough money to meet living expenses without working. So yeah, at age 37, I quit. 3 years later, I'm convinced that this was the right choice because time is more precious than money. And what makes you happiest is being engaged in how you spend it. You're almost definitely working more than 8 hours a day. It's easy to trick yourself into thinking you work 8 hours per day, but let's do the math. You wake up early, hop in the shower, get dressed, eat breakfast. You're in the car at 7:30 for that twice-a-day punishment called rush hour. At the office until 5, and then back in the car to make it home by 5:30. That's 10 hours per day or 2,500 per year, without adding the evening calls and emails. And if you hate your job, what kind of life is that? These days, I spend my time eating super clean, lifting weights, meditating, and doing yoga. You free the hours to do all the things you know you should do, but don't have time for. You don't have to stop learning when you stop working. A common concern people have about leaving the workforce early is their knowledge and skills deteriorating. If they need a job someday, they'll earn less than if they just stayed. But isn't this only true if you're the type of person who's going to sit on the couch all day watching old movies? It's more likely that you'll be learning, adding knowledge and skills you'd never pursue, which increases your value. And that's what employers pay for, the value you provide. The past few years, I've grown more than ever. I've learned to play bridge to sharpen discipline and planning, read stacks of books to upgrade my knowledge, and started writing more to become a better, clearer thinker. How can you possibly be worse off? Being self-sufficient can be deeply satisfying. There's an article in The New Yorker about billionaires getting laser eye surgery and buying up secret islands because they're scared the world is going to end. What they're seeking is self-sufficiency. But aren't billionaires the least self-sufficient people on the planet? Do you think they're changing diapers, getting groceries, ironing shirts, or vacuuming? Ironically, they'd be self-sufficient if they did the chores others do for them. I'm finding all those meaningless things like cooking every meal from scratch and cleaning up deeply satisfying. Why? It's what makes you self-sufficient. The most valuable network is the one you control. A friend worked at the same company for decades, but then got laid off. They were desperate for a paycheck, but didn't have a network. This is why it's beneficial to switch jobs every few years in order to expand your connections. The other way to network is to do things in public for the public. Years ago, I started a website to share what I was noticing about money and investing. Today, there's pre-built platforms for everything, podcasts, videos, writing, and so on. What happens is people from around the world, actors, athletes, authors, producers, speakers, eventually find you and introduce themselves. Call them connections or friends. The point is you've built a network you control that no one can take away. It pays to stay invested. The path to getting rich is making more than you spend and investing the difference, and making sure to invest that difference in things producing things. For instance, what does a chunk of gold produce? You're just hoping someone else pays more than what you paid, and that person hopes the same thing. On the other hand, an apartment building produces monthly cash flow. Shares of stock, which are part ownership of a business, produce revenue and earnings. I've been in stocks since 2001. Yes, it's been a roller coaster ride with the dot-com bubble, housing bubble, and global financial crisis. I don't know if the market will be higher or lower in a month or year from now, but I know it's likely to be significantly higher 20 years from now, and so I stay on the ride. You just listened to the post titled Five Thoughts on Financial Freedom, My 3-Year Update by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, I completely agree with Chris's thoughts here on some of the benefits of financial freedom. I wanted to offer you a quick thought on the motivation to retire early. If you want to retire early just to get away from a job you don't like, your motivations might not serve you all that well. There are many retired people who are completely miserable, I think partly because they retired from something rather than retiring to something. The FIRE path is more likely to lead to happiness when it's used to open up options and create more control and autonomy over how you use your time. I think it can also be used as a tool for self-discovery and how you want to use your time. To me, FIRE isn't necessarily about not working. It's more of a process of separating your financial solvency from your work. Effort, after all, is the spice of life, and most of us aren't going to be very happy sitting around doing nothing all day. I've come to believe that happiness comes from the ability to be creative, deep connections and relationships with other people, and autonomy over your time. And I saw these themes weaved throughout this article when Chris talks about maintaining your network and continued learning. Obviously, one of the hooks of the FIRE movement is creating the ability to quit your job, which is fantastic, don't get me wrong. But I think the FIRE path also offers incredible opportunities for us to start asking bigger questions about what we want to create and how we want to contribute to the world. That'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.